Editorial. Justice for the jesters. And so rare an essay. To see politicians held accountable for their failings. This week, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern demoted her health minister after it emerged he had flouted lockdown regulations by driving his family to a beach 20 kilometers from his home. He wasn't fired outright, she said, to ensure continuity of leadership amid the COVID-19 crisis. With that such leadership was shown in SA, where the dial for political behavior is so often set to farce. Exhibit A. Transport Minister Fiki Lamebake's fearful call Mr. Fixambalula, who periodically emerges from self-aggrandizing flights of fancy on Twitter to gift SA with contradictory and life-threatening information about the lockdown. Exhibit B. Police Minister, millinery enthusiast and guardian of SA sobriety Becky Kelly. He told SA a horrific 87,000 cases of gender-based violence had been reported in the first week of lockdown. 3 days later the correct figure, 2,300, was quietly released. Buried halfway down a wordy statement. Exhibit C. Communications Minister God Stella Endebeni Abrahams, the least of whose sins seems to be violating lockdown for a social lunch, documented on Instagram for posterity and idiocy. Social Development Minister Lindy Wayzulu must be feeling a bit better about her own Instagram gaffe roundabout it now. But, really, what do you have to do to even get demoted in this country?